Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Sojourner Truth Radio talks with Joseph Jackson Jr., one of the original members of Tougaloo 9 back in 1961. At 9, it's Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers talks to Donna Seaman about her new book, Identity Unknown, Rediscovering Seven American Women Artists. And at 11:30, Words and Pictures talks to a team of Portland writers who've created The Long Con, a post-apocalyptic tale that celebrates nerd culture. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo, our weekly news segment coming at you Wednesdays between 5:45 and 6 p.m. I am the co-host, Mike Crenshaw. We're talking about news and events from in and around the KBOO community. And today I have two special guests. I have Effie Baum and David Marin, both from Pop Mob, which is short for Popular Mobilization. Pop Mob is a grouping of individuals and organizations that have come into existence recently related to an ongoing struggle and efforts to build mass popular mobilization, a people's movement to confront and counter the current rise of fascism. Effie and David, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about Pop Mob and your involvement?
Sure. So Pop Mob, as you said, is short for Popular Mobilization, and we are a group that came together following the increased violence that we saw in our city at the Patriot Prayer Rally on June 30th. And we came together with a single goal, which is to encourage and inspire folks in our community to come out and stand up against the alt-right.
Okay, so you said some things. You said the June 30th rally. You mm-hmm. said Patriot Prayer, and you said the alt-right. So there's people who are listening
mm-hmm.
and people like us in the room who immediately know what you're referencing. But let's break down these things one at a time. What is Patriot Prayer?
Patriot Prayer is a group that has been organized and led by a man from Vancouver named Joey Gibson. They started out by having free speech rallies, the first one being in response to part of the Rose Festival parade that was supposed to be on 82nd Avenue that was canceled due to threats of protest. And so Joey Gibson and his minions showed up to have a pro-Trump free speech event at that location to protest the parade being canceled. That event is the one that was also attended by Jeremy Christian, who after that event went on to murder two out of three men who stood up to him when he was verbally assaulting two women of color, one who was wearing a head covering. And he was then associated with the group, and Joey Gibson was asked not to have a follow-up event shortly after those murders on June 4th of 2017. And despite being asked by the community not to have that event, he proceeded to do so anyway in callous disregard to the people affected. And that turned out a mass mobilization, actually, of folks to stand up to them, and then started this kind of last year of him continually having these alt-right rallies that are regularly attended by members of far-right, white supremacist, neo-Nazi, and nationalist hate groups, including also the Proud Boys, which is a violent hate group that call themselves Western chauvinists, And these rallies have continued to be increasingly violent, and he continues to have them in our city.
Okay. Thank you for that. And David, you're talking about Patriot Prayer as a group. We're talking about Joey Gibson. The alt-right, what is the link in your mind between the alt-right and violence?
I mean, I think, and we've seen this at all of the rallies, especially since June 4th, where alt-right groups like Patriot Prayer and the Proud Boys have shown up into Portland. Their stated goal is violence, right? They're a hate group, and they are seeking to come into Portland and stake their claim, right? Like pursue their right-wing white nationalist agenda. And the way that they do that is through violence. There's been a series of assaults. Right before this last one on August 4th, this last rally, they were like openly stating to the press and to each other they were planning on bringing like weapons, like guns. So anytime they come into Portland, there is like a big fear in the community that they're gonna be bringing like potentially lethal violence with them. And there have been many cases over the past couple of years of alt-right people actually like straight up murdering random civilians, especially people of color, also anti-fascists. Last year at Charlottesville, they killed Heather Heyer. So when they come into Portland, that's the context, right? Like that's what we're expecting and that's what we're standing up to.
Okay, so I'm seeing a lot of contradictions at play when we look at these issues. There's the fact that people like Joey Gibson and members of the alt-right often talk about their intention in terms of free speech. And they say, we just want to have free speech. We just want to be proud to be who we are. And they say that the anti-fascists are, in fact, the violent ones. But then we see, I read about the fact that they were going to be allowed to carry weapons, guns, semi-automatic rifles, whatever, publicly. So there's this implicit threat of violence that's part of how they show up. But at the same time, they're saying that they're nonviolent. It seems that they've become very effective at egging people on, okay, and creating situations where there's a confrontation and then filming the situation so it looks like they're, in fact, the victims of violence. So what can we say, what would popular mobilization, what would pop mob say to people, the public, who are looking at these contradictions? And one more contradiction I've noticed is that there are personalities in these groups that are actually people of color. People like this person, Tiny, that's been named a lot and filmed a lot being part of violence. And Joey Gibson himself appears to be not of European descent.
Yeah. On the free speech contradiction too, when people look at that, it gets a lot of traction in the press, right? But I think our perspective is that when groups like Patriot Prayer, when groups like the Proud Boys are talking about free speech, they use that moniker, they use that term as a shield for like actively organizing for their like white nationalist, like proto-fascist agenda. That's what they're doing when they rally downtown, when they like go to the waterfront with their Trump flags. They're not just like expressing their political beliefs. They're like actively organizing for white nationalism and fascism. And we see that as violent, right? We see our duty as stopping them now before they can organize like a larger group, before they can get more powerful, because that's where the real danger is, right? And we want to stop it before it gets to that point. And as to your other point about some of like the demographic contradiction in Paper Pair, Tiny and Joey Gibson, I think that in a, like a really bleak, really dark way, Patriot Prayer is trying to answer a lot of the same questions that those of us in Pop Mob, those of us on the left are trying to answer. Like, why is this country so messed up right now? Why are people poor in the midst of like enormous wealth? why are people not being able to afford healthcare? Why are people like depressed and anxious and poor and sad? Like people feel pretty hopeless right now. Patriot Prayer is trying to answer those questions. They're just answering them wrongly and violently. They do not want a better world. Their world is like homophobic. Their world is racist. Their world is white supremacist. But I think that the fact that they are openly trying to answer those questions can draw in people like Joey Gibson and Tiny, who are like looking for answers to like very real problems. Part of what we're trying to do is like show them, show Portland, show the rest of the United States that their answers are wrong, and that what we actually need is like popular mobilization against those forces of like capital and poverty and racism, not a movement that tries to expand and forward those.
So you're making a lot of really important points and saying some profound things. And I find myself in being part of organizing efforts and also observing conversations that come from the broader public that might not be part of organizing efforts, that it's easy to frame these people who get labeled Antifa as a violent fringe group. And it seems that part of what Pop Mob is trying to do is have a more critical narrative that doesn't just have this polarity where it's black and white, where Antifa is on one side and people like Joey Gibson and Patriot Prayer on the other side. And that Antifa can be defined as people who wear black and break windows and always start violence. And Joey Gibson and his bunch can be defined as people who just want to be proud to be American and have their Christian values and so on and so forth. So what do you see going forward long term? Because there's been a lot of reactive moments that really seem almost defensive, if you will. These people are threatening violence. They come in and then people have to organize to try to defend the community, right? But what do we see long term outside of demonstrations, outside of street-based activity?
I think that we actually have this conversation a lot within some of the other groups that I organize with, because I also am an organizer with the IWW's General Defense Committee. And so we do have these conversations about, like, instead of always showing up in a defensive role, like, how can we prevent, like, sometimes we talk about how can we prevent them from happening in the first place? Like, how can we be more proactive? But then we also talk about what kind of organizing and, like, community building and relationship building can we do? And I think that one of the things that you said a moment ago, talking about the way that Antifa is characterized as, you know, it's, that term is really just short for anti-fascist, and it does get this kind of like association with specifically black bloc tactics, to the point where a lot of people in this country now seem to think that Antifa is this like secret like organized group, when in fact it's actually just short for anti-fascist, and a lot of us identify as anti-fascist, even though that is not like, you know, it's not a one size fits all kind of thing. And so I think that really kind of trying to change the narrative around what it means to be anti-fascist, because, you know, if you look back at the history of fascism, this entire country was at one point was all anti-fascist. And I think that that term has taken on a very negative connotation and associated with a certain kind of activism. And at PopMob, we are definitely committed to diversity of tactics. So we are not going to criticize the tactics of anybody who is committed to an anti-fascist movement, in the sense that we think that there's a lot of ways to fight fascism and that they're all necessary. And so one of the things we talk about is like getting a larger community engaged by having these conversations with our friends, with our neighbors, with our congregations, with our communities, about what it really means to stand up to fascism and how we can do it in the conversations we have, and in interrupting, you know, racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia when we see it happening in our everyday lives. And the conversation we were just having about, like, you know, why do people join groups like Patriot Prayer, and the fact that people do feel so like isolated and things are so difficult right now, I think that it can easily go the other way. And if we're reaching people that feel really disenfranchised, but giving them a place to go and have those like frustrations and feel like they're a part of a community that's working together and organizing to try and combat some of these things, we can give them a different alternative so they're not turning to groups like Patriot Prayer.
Okay, we thank you very much for joining me for this conversation. We've got about a minute left, and I want to try to fit in two things. First of all, what can people who are listening do if they want to support the work of Pop Mob or be part of Pop Mob?
I think right now we're going to be going forward thinking about things. There were people that were obviously hurt and hospitalized, and there were also people that were arrested as a result of the action on Saturday. So there will be fundraisers going up to raise money for people's medical and jail support costs. So for folks that can donate monetarily, that's always a huge need. I think that folks should also just get engaged in your communities. Talk to people, find organizations that you support, and just, I don't know. There's a lot of ways to be engaged. You can show up to actions. You can, I'm totally dragged.
You said a lot, yeah. Actually. David, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think the point about like talking to communities is really crucial, right? There are a lot of bad, wrong ideas about what Antifa is, what anti-fascism means. And the ways that those narratives get circulated, it's not just in the media, right? It's at your work, it's in your friend group, it's in your families. And talking to people about it, telling them the truth about these movements, and trying to show them that like they are also anti-fascists. We're all anti-fascists. If you're not on Patriot Prayer's team, you're an anti-fascist. And like making that point and like showing them that reality is really important, and is really important work. It's a hearts and minds issue.
Thank you guys for joining me and talking about Pop Mob and the work that you all are doing. It's important work. And I just want to say in closing, thank you, the listeners, for listening to News from the Boo and for supporting KBOO. And learn about fascism and what fascism is. It's not